Hey there, beautiful souls. This is Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide to emotional strength. You know that feeling when you've stumbled a little, maybe said something you regret, or just felt completely overwhelmed? We all get there, right? It's part of the human experience. But what happens next? That's where self-compassion comes in, our secret weapon for healing those emotional wounds and coming back stronger than ever. Think about it like this. Would you scold a friend who tripped and scraped their knee? Probably not. You'd offer a hug, maybe some ice, and some words of encouragement. So why do we often treat ourselves with less kindness when we stumble? That inner critic can be a real buzzkill, right? Today, we're diving deep into the power of self-compassion, how it works, why it's essential, and most importantly, how you can cultivate it in your daily life. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start building that beautiful self-compassion muscle. First things first, understand that self-compassion isn't about ignoring your mistakes or giving yourself a free pass for everything. It's about acknowledging your shortcomings with kindness and understanding, rather than beating yourself up. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's what we learn from them that matters. Think of it like this. If you were learning to play the guitar, would you get frustrated every time you hit a wrong note? Or would you be patient with yourself, knowing that practice and persistence are key? Self-compassion is the same gentle encouragement for your emotional journey. Number 2. Recognize those negative thought patterns. We all have them, those little voices in our heads that whisper doubt, criticism, and fear. The trick is to become aware of them without getting swept away by their negativity. Think of it like a mental detective. Observe those thoughts, but don't believe everything they say. Thirdly, practice self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same warmth and understanding you would offer a loved one. When you stumble, instead of saying, "I'm so stupid," try something like, "This didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it." See the difference? It's all about choosing kinder words and gentler self-talk. Now, let's talk about mindfulness, number 4 on our list. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment without judgment. It helps you connect with your emotions and understand them better. Imagine yourself sitting by a peaceful lake, noticing the gentle ripples and the sounds of nature. That's mindfulness in action. Even taking a few deep breaths throughout the day can bring you back to the present moment and help reduce stress and anxiety. Thusly, remember that self-compassion is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments where you feel more compassionate than others. That's perfectly normal. Just keep practicing, keep being kind to yourself, and celebrate every step in the right direction. Ever felt like you're drowning in a sea of self-criticism? It happens to all of us. That inner critic can be relentless. Remember that time you were trying to bake a cake for your best friend's birthday, and it turned out more like a brick than a delicious treat? Did you berate yourself for hours? Or did you acknowledge the mishap with a chuckle, learn from the experience, and maybe even try again next time with a dash of extra flour? See that self-compassion in action. You didn't let one baking disaster define your entire cooking journey. Instead, you embraced it as a learning opportunity and moved forward with a smile. So, my loves, remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your mistakes with kindness, challenge those negative thoughts, treat yourself with the same love and care you'd offer a dear friend. Practice mindfulness to stay grounded in the present moment, and keep practicing self-compassion. It's a journey, not a race. Let me leave you with this. You are worthy of love, acceptance, and compassion. Start treating yourself that way today and watch as your world transforms into a brighter, more beautiful place. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on self-compassion. What does it mean to you? What strategies have helped you cultivate it in your own life? Drop me a line on social media or leave a comment below. Together, let's spread the love and create a world where everyone feels empowered to embrace their imperfections with grace and kindness. Until next time, stay strong, stay beautiful, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.